that's Jack Del Rio, of your undefeated Oakland Raiders. Hey, by the way, right now, 44-11-40, your final chance during this show to get in Wednesday. You know, it's already happened. I saw over the weekend, and please don't do this. Somebody sent me a link. Somebody's trying to sell tickets on Craigslist to this thing. He believes somebody's trying to sell tickets to this Vlade thing.
You're kidding me.
If you're going to text in, go to the dang thing, stop profiting.
Sell them?
Yeah, because we're giving away for free.
That's just sick and twisted.
That's just how people are. I shouldn't say people. That's just how a tiny little handful of people are. Vlade, Peja, Doug, Bobby, all on stage with us 8 to 9 this Wednesday at our Wingstop Soundstage, telling stories, hanging out, and just talking life in general. We're going to have a lot of fun in our Cage to K Monday or Wednesday conversation. Here's the word. Text 44-11-40. Something the Niners couldn't do yesterday. Score! Score!
Something you do twice a month.
That's right. Well done, Katie. Thanks for reminding me.
Thank you.
Jeez, that's like a Sunday afternoon for you. All right. Last
so question. Wrong, Dave.
Inaccurate. The Cowboys were pretty much full strength versus the Giants. Did we overestimate New York? Katie.
It's week one, and I'm trying not to make too many assumptions based on 1 week.
Away.
But for me, I think that the Cowboys are going to be very good. And one of the questions where I thought maybe the Giants would have a chance at them this year is the fact that Ezekiel Elliott looked like he would miss six games after the arbitrator held up the NFL's decision. Well, once we found out Friday afternoon that the federal court backed up the restraining order.
Yeah.
So now Ezekiel Elliott is available, and you've got Dak Prescott, who, you know, every indication is he is exactly what we saw last year, and it's not going to be some kind of a fluke. And so New York, for me, they have some serious problems. And Eli Manning's numbers weren't that bad, but I don't think he's that good. Does that make sense?
I think Eli Manning will end up getting his. I think we overestimated the New York Giants without Amari Cooper without Odell Beckham Jr. I'm looking at a highlight I'm about to play of his. And I also think that at the end of the year, this defensive performance by the Giants yesterday is actually going to be a decent one. I think the Cowboys are going to have to rely
more heavily on their defense maybe than they have in the past.
100%. Yeah. Absolutely, if they're going to do anything. I wouldn't count out the Giants yet.
And it's not like the Cowboys went out there and ran up 40 points on them.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think in the end, I think the Cowboys are going to do that to a lot of teams. I think we're going to look back and say, okay, the defense did their job in this game. The offense absolutely couldn't move. Back to the Oakland Raiders. Derek Carr got the season started. Let me back up. Actually, Mike Mularkey got the season started off right with an onside kick to open the year.
Please tell me what he was thinking Titans guy.
I'm glad you know. I want to stand in front of this real quick, and then you tell me if I'm being stupid because you're the Titans Wire editor. I think this is one of those things. Listen, man, it's like when Sean Payton did it during the Super Bowl. It works, and everyone's like, oh, Sean Payton's a genius. Nobody's expecting onside kick to start a game, much less a season. And I forget, was it Jalen Richard? Who was it that whoever it was that fielded the ball just crapped himself when that happened? That's not how he expected the season to go. It's one of those things where, yes, in retrospect, kind of a goofy thing for Mularkey.
If it worked out, we'd be saying what a genius he was.
That's my point, Kyle. If it worked out and had they won the game, Mike Mularkey, he's a riverboat gambler.
But yeah, here's what I think was going through Mularkey's head. He wants to get his new offense on the field.
Sure.
His revamped receiving core. You want to keep the Raiders offense off the field. And the Raiders had a rookie safety, Shalom Luani, standing on the front line, and you're thinking, hey, at that safety, it's his first NFL game. He's just going to put his head down and go.
Yes.
So they were trying to just roll the ball his way and pick it up. And like you said, if the Titans pick it up, people are going, wow, that was brilliant. But they didn't, and the Raiders went down and scored. The Titans came back and answered. It was a one-score game for most of the game. That onside kick didn't decide the freaking game. People need to relax.
When we had Greg Papa on last Friday, I felt like our, you know, I was so high on the Raiders, the, you know, what they're going
to
be.
Felt like they might do an onside kick.
No, but what I was saying is it was like doom and gloom with him. Like, oh, this Raiders defense is so bad. And
that's, talked about that. Yes. It's because he's Lou Holtzing.
I understand that. But can we talk about just the first half alone? The Tennessee Titans only had three possessions in the first half. I mean, the defense for the Raiders, they did a pretty good job yesterday.
No doubt about it, and I think that's a refrain we're gonna hopefully hear throughout the year. But the offense was certainly in full form. Before we get to that, it's 8:09. Time to watch the Republic. They've got the Galaxy 2 this Saturday, 7:30, Papa Murphy's Park. Ticket, SacRepublicFC.com. Derek Carr did get the season started off right with his buddy Amari Cooper. All right, so until we saw Austin Hooper just reach in and Molaram Sukaram from Temple of Doom, that dude's heart out of his chest, that Amari Cooper play,
it was good.
That was the play of the year.
I was like, oh, maybe Amari's going to actually put himself together a nice little season. Maybe the things he struggled with last year are going to be, maybe that's a thing of the past.
He dragged half that team. Yeah. He also dragged Mark Gasol, David Fizdale, I think Eric Hasseltine was in the pile, half of Memphis, that whole freaking state he dragged in. And so far, so good. As Kyle said, Tennessee came back and answered. So David Carr later on, we're in the fourth quarter now.
Derek.
I'm going to start doing something here. How long has he been in the league now? This is his third year?
Third.
Now, I forgave myself the first
this
year.
This is his fourth year.
Oh,
his
it
fourth
is, yeah.
year?
Yeah.
There you
You're
go.
You're right. It is
I forgave
fourth.
Myself the first couple of years because David Carr, right?
Yeah.
I have this mental block. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm going to do? What's the Red Cross? From now on, I'm making this proclamation right now, and you're only as good as your word.
From now on,
that's not what I'm looking for here. Where's my announcement music here? Is this it? Yes, here. From here on out, and hold me to this. I'm tired of it. Every single time I say David Carr instead of Derek Carr, I will live on the air. What is the 90999? Okay. I'm going to text Red Cross to 90999 every single time I say it, and I'm going to donate $10 to the Red Cross, which you should anyways. I'm going to do that every time. I'm just going to police my own damn self.
So you're going to donate $10 to the Red Cross every time you say
David instead of Derek Carr.
Instead of Derek Carr.
Yes.
For the rest of the season.
No. For the rest of my life. As long as I have a radio show, which is probably another month, I will do this. In fact, I'll even do it. I'll go a step further. I'll do it in real life. If I'm doing a speaking engagement downtown and I say David Carr, everybody scream back at me, Red Cross. You know what that means? That doesn't mean he's injured. It means get off your wallet and donate the $10. I'm finding myself $10 to a good cause every single freaking time I say David instead of Derek Carr. That time right there didn't count. I did it on purpose. Here's Derek Carr to Seth Roberts. All right, first question for you guys. I thought the highlight of the game for Raider fan, other than the win, was Derek Carr coming off the broken leg and looking like he didn't miss a beat. But the crazy thing
about that game is the two of them, Mariota and Carr.
Absolutely.
Like, same day, same injury.
Hours apart on Christmas Eve last year, they both snap legs. I was really pleasantly surprised to see Marshawn Lynch look as good as he did. They had mentioned that they were going to ease him in, not just to the season, but to the game. And I thought he looked fantastic.
18 runs and one reception.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easing him in, all right. Because Jalen Richard had the second most runs, and he had five attempts. Five.
4.2 yards a carry. I mean, easing him in. Listen, Marshawn Lynch is a guy who carries the ball 30 times a game.
Did you see him run over that linebacker?
Yes.
In the fourth quarter.
Yes.
There was huge question marks about him, obviously, because whenever running backs age like dogs anyway, in dog years.
Wow, seven.
Yeah, seven. I mean, it's a brutal position. There's a lot of, you know, the contact and the physicality and the wear and tear on your body over the course of your career is maybe more extreme than any other position in the National Football League.
Well,
and so when
yeah.
you look at him retiring and being out of football for a year, he's got the freshness back on his side. He's very well rested, if you will. But easing him in, yeah, they didn't ease him in. They're going to ride him like this all season long.
And I hope not.
I think that he's going to be capable of it. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people.
Why do you think that?
That he's going to be capable
of it? He's 31 and he's heavy.
I know, because I feel like he is one of those guys that he defies all logic.
I don't.
He is a beast. He is.
I think him being banged up and missing every other game with Seattle towards the end of his time with them, the fact that he's 31.
Yeah, but he had a year off.
I get it. And that's why if I'm Jack Del Rio, I am really picking my – picks with Marshawn Lynch because you need Marshawn Lynch doing what he did yesterday and having that ability. If you want to give it to him 30 times a game, give it to him 30 times a game in the first round. Get to him 30 times a game in that division game you're going to need against the Broncos or the Chiefs.
Well, Katie brought up earlier how the Raiders were able to run the ball in the fourth quarter,
yeah.
control the clock, and that's because he was still fresh at the end of the game.
Yeah.
He wasn't ripping off huge chunks of yards, but he was getting 4, 5,
which
running
is exactly
over
what they needed.
Jarrell Casey, who's one of the top 5 defensive linemen in the league.
300 pounds.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, and just trucked him like he wasn't there. So I think that's where his value is really going to come in late in games when they can just grind a defense down, hold on to the ball, have a 6-minute drive.
Well, and I think that's really what they were missing to a large degree
last year in
those fourth quarter games when they were in a position where they were controlling things or they needed to not have to rely on the pass as much. I think that he probably is going to be targeted more in the second half of games mm-hmm. than he is in the first half. You're going to open it up. You're going to throw the ball. You're going to do some different things offensively. But the fact that they now have a veteran running back with the type of he's just different in the sense that you call it beast mode, but he is a beast. I mean,
he's a monster.
He's a monster out there. Exactly. And there's no better way to put it. And his intellect, the way that he knows the game mm-hmm. and thinks it, I don't even think he has to think about it anymore. It's a feel. So you can put that pressure on him to give him the ball, hand it off, pick up 4 yards here, 5 yards there, and just control the game in the fourth quarter instead of having to rely on Derek Carr the entire
yeah.
time.
The play that was scariest to me yesterday was that fake end-around little slip screen they threw to Lynch, and you get him going downhill against a bunch of defensive backs with 3 offensive linemen blocking for him. Mm. That's terrifying.
All I know
that's an easy 20.
NFL players are super tough, so I can't imagine it. But if I'm a defender and I see Marshawn Lynch with even 3 yards of steam on me,
I'm going to do that.
And I'm moving.
I'm going to do the, like, maybe angle. I'm going to do the maybe, like, angle, like, and start running away from him. Like, I was just trying to get upfield. I was cutting him off.
Uh-huh. I'm going to do the thing where, like, I kind of roll towards his legs and hope he trips over me. Because I don't want to get Darren Sharpered. You want to talk about taking somebody's soul. When he had the Beast Quake versus New Orleans in the playoffs a few years back, and Darren Sharper tried to tackle him, and he basically just took him by the ankle and lassoed him into the fourth row.
I think it was Tracy Porter, too, I think, on that one, was the one that caught the stiff arm and rolled for 6 yards.
Was that Porter or Sharper?
It was Tracy Porter.
It wasn't Sharper?
I think he got Sharper on the run, too.
He got Sharper,
but Porter
and then Porter,
got a,
dude.
He got
kind of stiffy.
And my best part, my favorite part was they actually measured the quake at that stadium, and it showed up on the Richter scale. Marshawn Lynch was in full season mode after the game, mid-season mode, I should say, doing his media stuff. Let me set this back up. Jack Del Rio's doing his press after the game. Marshawn Lynch comes in and interrupts the press conference. He said, I was available for 3 minutes. They didn't holler at me, so I'm good, right? Like, nobody knows he's available. So now what he does is, like, while the coach, everybody knows the coach does media first, then you go in and you get the players. So now what Marshawn's doing, apparently, is he's waiting for the coach to do his media, and then Marshawn's just sitting at his – he sat in his chair yesterday, waited. It was probably 2 minutes. They said, oh, okay, I'm good. Here he is interrupting the presser. All right, so that's Marshawn Lynch. Second question
you know
for you.
We haven't talked about who I thought was phenomenal yesterday.
Who?
And doesn't get enough credit, I think.
Let me see. Does his first and last name have four syllables combined?
I think so. I had to, like, think about it.
Is he a receiver?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Crabtree. Absolutely.
So good.
That's where we're going.
Situationally, too.
100%. Michael Crabtree has the hands that Amari Cooper wishes he had at this point. Six catches, 83 yards out of seven targets. So here's Matt, right where I was going, Katie. Second question about the Raiders. Did Carr go to Cooper too much? Should he rely more in those situations on Michael Crabtree? 13 targets for Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Granted, he had their best back on, but
yeah.
Five catches.
So sometimes I wonder about the psychology of a game, and this is where, you know, I would like guys like Tony Romo to kind of weigh in on this stuff, quarterbacks that have been there and done that. You had Amari Cooper, who started the game really well, was dragging fools, and you're like, oh, my God.
Dragon.
He's, yeah, dragon, not Smaug. Like not like fire.
Mother of dragon.
Yeah, not like, what's her name?
Daenerys Targaryen. Yeah, I went Lord of the Rings. How dumb am I with Smaug? Go ahead.
But, like... Okay, he's gotten stronger. You're thinking, okay, let's see, you know. Then he had a drop. Then he goes to him again, another drop. Then he goes to him again, another drop. So I wonder the psychology of a quarterback, like Derek Carr in this situation, where it's like you know that he's so important to the overall success of a team. So do you keep going to him? And at what point do you stop when you see it continue down the downhill? And then you're like, okay, gotta start targeting Crabtree. I think he knows what he's going to get out of Crabtree, and he has a good rapport with him. But there has to be some kind of psychology behind the quarterback choosing to go to him time after time after time when he's struggling.
I think so. I think you make a good point. I think it was a close game. You're trying to establish something out of the gate, and I think they know for them to go to the promised land, Amari Cooper's the guy.
Yeah.
But
how far do you do it before you're like, okay, well, mentally, we're going to break him.
There's Michael Crabtree. There's Michael Crabtree just doing his thing nonstop. From the 209, Marshawn Lynch did the prison move yesterday. He took out the biggest, best lineman and knocked him on his ass. Now everyone's scared of him. That is 100% correct. all right. The Raiders held the Titans to 16 points. Kyle, this is the one time all year we're going to be able to lean on you. After today, it's all downhill. Kyle, the editor of Titans Wire. Is it TitansWire.com?
TitansWire.com. Right. Yeah, the USA Today NFL Wire Network. Check it out.
So check it out there. There's a plug for you there with extra four viewers today that we'll give you. Is the Raiders defense, do you look at that and go, wow, the Raiders defense, they might not be so bad. Or is it, man, the Titans offense,
It's the second thing.
Yeah.
The Titans were working with Corey Davis and Eric Decker, who both missed a majority of training camp. And I don't think the Titans came out and played how they should on offense. They haven't won a game. They rushed 21 times for, I think it was 95 yards. They haven't won a game where they've rushed for under 100 yards since 2014. And they're 0-4 in Marcus Mariota's career when he throws more than 40 times, and 1-10 when he throws more than 35 times.
So he has to throw 36, 37, 38, or 39 times?
No.
No.
No. If he throws more than 35 times, they're screwed.
So
I think they tried to attack the Raider weaknesses.
Which is, you know.
Yeah, no, that's fine. They tried to attack their secondary. Mm-hmm. But they needed to run the football more, and I think we're going to see teams better exploit the Raiders moving forward.
Giorgio Tavecchio, the MVP of the game, coming in for Sebastian Janikowski, who's on the IR. He's missing an extended amount of time. Or maybe he played his last game for the Oakland Raiders. Hey, let me tell you something. Giorgio Tavecchio keeps Giorgio Tavecchio-ing, which is now a thing. 4-of-4, a couple of big, fat, long kicks. Nothing wrong with that. And you know what? No one's going to talk about this. It's just the little things with the Raiders. How about Patterson?
Yeah, I would literally was just looking in my notes. Like, we haven't mentioned him.
Somebody mentioned on the text line it's good to scare other teams. He broke off a kick return for 41 yards, and that just adds – it's just adding a whole different level for this team. I thought the defense played well. I thought Carl Joseph – I think Carl Joseph's going to be really he's short, but he's going to be damn good.
One of the things that – kind of bothered me in the fourth quarter, because I'm sitting here and I'm like, I like the way that the Raiders offense is attacking this game plan. They're running the ball, they're running time off the clock, that type of thing. But defensively, it was like under the 6 minute mark when Bruce Irvin got that false start, and then he follows it up on the next play, which I thought was really cool. It was nice to watch as a fan, but it was stupid. It was stupid. He basically picked up and threw the receiver down. After getting a 5-yard penalty for the false start, he follows it up with a 15-yard penalty for unnecessary roughness. And, like, those to me, that was one of the problems I thought with the Raiders last year was just their penalties. And I'm sitting here going, it doesn't matter at this point in the game. You compounded the problem. You had a false start, and then you made it worse. There's 20 yards right there because you're just being a moron. And, yes, they had the game in hand at that point, but that's stupid to me. And that's something that you have to look at, you know, on your defense as your defensive coordinator and say, hey, none of that.
Hey.
Because we had too much of it last year. We can't put ourselves in those situations because of how many times last year they were in a situation in the fourth quarter where they had to rely on their offense to come back and win it. You can't have your defense doing stupid crap like that.
One other thing I want to point out, last thing on the Raiders here, Jared Cook. Yep. Jared Cook's another guy they grabbed, 5 catches, 56 yards, grabbed all his targets. And that's something for the Raiders, you know, with Rivera and these other guys in the past, that they has kind of been a question mark for them. I think Jared Cook is low-key maybe their best pickup in the offseason. Seriously, Jared Cook, if used correctly, I think he's finally going to provide – you know, you've got Michael Crabtree, who's a sure thing. I think you got another sure thing with Jared Cook. I think as the season goes on, his value will really be evident with this team. Kyle, we got to go to break. Give me a Titans takeaway.
Underrated play in the game was the penalty on the Raiders punt. I think it was in the fourth quarter that allowed the Raiders, instead of punting, to kick a long field goal to make it a 10-point lead instead of a 7-point lead. And that was a killer for the Titans.
When we get back, we've got a couple notes on the Niners. Basically, they're terrible. And if you want to argue that, then no, you don't agree with
Let's
that?
Let's not do it. No.
We have a David Johnson update, which is basically we don't have a David Johnson update. And we'll also get into some highlights. And then one non-NFL thing we'll do, we'll take a quick look at your Los Angeles Dodgers. My goodness. We're back in three at Sports 1140 KHDK.
Amen.
This is Katie Christensen and Carmichael, day four, Mattress Firm. We've been talking about their Labor Day sale, Dave, being extended through Tuesday, which means one more day.
Better get in there.
One more day of this.
I sat there and I had two split screens going on. I had football on the left and I had the hurricane coverage on the right. And I did 90% of my watching yesterday with a couple of cheeks planted firmly in my Mattress Firm mattress. It's not just for sleeping, kids. This ain't your daddy's mattress. No, it's not.
Well, and right now you can get over 15 queen mattresses for under $700. So that means there's literally... quite literally, something for everyone.
Half the time I think you're lying about this.
No,
so steals are way too good to
Bob
be true.
I talked to Bob Mattress Firm the other day.
Oh, yeah. Tell Bob I said hi.
Well. He said he doesn't like you and would like to communicate with me from here on out.
Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep happy.
This is Kyle Madsen with your top stories on Sports 1140. The Raiders got a win in their season debut yesterday, 26-16 over the Titans. Derek Carr threw for two touchdown passes, while kicker Giorgio Tavecchio booted four field goals, including a pair of 52-yarders in the win. The 49ers did not win. They lost, actually, 23-3 against the Carolina Panthers at home. They managed just 217 yards of total offense in head coach Kyle Shanahan's debut. The first two Monday Night Football games of the year are tonight, and you can listen to both right here on Sports 1140 with coverage of Vikings and Saints beginning at 3:30 and coverage of Chargers-Broncos beginning after the conclusion of the first game. It's 8:33, and it's now 8:33. Time to see the return of Pro Rodeo to Marysville this Saturday and Sunday. For ticket info, go to MarysvilleStampede.com. With updates every 30 minutes and breaking news first, I'm Kyle Madsen on your home for the best live and local coverage of the NFL. Sports 1140.
I want to remind you, listen to the Lowdown if you weren't going to already. Of course you were. They're amazing. Ratings, through the roof.
Good guys. Somebody's got to do it.
Right? Someone's got to carry the load. Thanks, D-Lo and Jason. Vlade, Bobby, Paige, and Doug will be with us this Wednesday at the Wingstop Soundstage. Lowdown's going to give you three more chances to win today, and then you'll have more chances tomorrow. Noon, 1, and 2.
And don't be that idiot that wins them and sells them on Craigslist.
He's selling them on Craigslist.
That's so
awful. You know what I was thinking of doing if I was ballsier is
you should buy them.
Yeah, I was thinking of buy them, like show up, just say I got them, and then just show up and just. I can't say it. See, in the old days I could say punch the guy in the forehead, but then someone will sue me, but. Just give him a good stern talking to. Let me tell you something, guy. A couple things for you. We will get back to football here. But what'd you say to me? Yeah, sure. Let me tell you before we get back to football. I got it right here in my giant hand.
This is so nice.
Time to watch the Republic. It's not time to watch the Republic. It's not. This thing is written wrong. It's just Saturday. 7:30. That would be time to watch the Republic. If you try to watch the Republic right now,
it's time to try and win tickets to watch the Republic on Saturday.
Nope, not that either. Not giving away tickets. We're just letting you know they're playing the LA Galaxy 2 this Saturday at 7:30, Papa Murphy's Park. You can get tickets at SacRepublicFC.com. Oh. It's a fine time for
Don't
everyone.
Don't you get tickets for doing your call?
Well, I do. I'm talking to the audience.
Yeah, you should give them away.
Jeez.
Jeez yourself, mister.
Movies over the weekend, by the way. Any idea what the number one movie in the year? Yeah, it was.
It was
117,000.
You're just
football's very popular.
You're just not in good Monday form today.
$117 million.
Well, we were trying to go. As a little...
You and Joe?
No, as a little a couple's date.
Well, I guess.
You and I.
Yeah.
With Melissa and Joe.
I called that. You and I, Melissa and I were going to Red Lobster All You Can Eat. And we're going to the... No, we did. We knocked it out, baby.
So
we knocked it out.
What was the occasion?
This is what he
date
said.
Date night.
Me. Yeah, date night. No, it's all you can eat shrimp. That's Woo! The occasion.
Oh, I'm in.
That's
so,
right.
Was it like $12?
$18.99. But that's for everything.
So Friday, Kyle, he says, hey, what are you and Joe doing on Saturday? I was like, well, I'm not sure why. And he goes, well, Melissa and I are going to go and watch it. And then we're going to go to Red Lobster for all you can eat shrimp. You guys want to come? And then I was like, I don't think so, because we have a son on the weekends. And then it was like, okay, well, maybe. So on Saturday morning, I'm texting with him.
With him,
like,
Dave, or him,
with
Joe?
Dave. With Dave. And we're on our way to Six Flags to take the little one to Six Flags. And I was like, hey, you know, like maybe we can swing it and make it work. And he's like, well,
leave the kid at Six Flags.
It's sold out. We'd never.
Oh.
It's sold out. And I was like, well, did you try this theater? That? And he's like, yeah, only the first and second rows. So I'm not surprised to see that it was number one and brought in $117 million.
Million dollars.
Not thousand.
just for funsies, by the way, number two on the list was Home Again.
Yeah, I want to see that too.
With $9 million.
Reese Witherspoon.
$9 million for second place. 117, $9 million, and The Hitman's Bodyguard, $4.9 million. Real quick, just in case you're wondering, because I know you were, this is a popular topic over the weekend. Speaking of Red Lobster, a couple of tips when you're doing all you can eat shrimp. Number one, they do have the best biscuits in the world, the cheesy biscuits.
Oh, you can't fill up on that.
Eat
crap.
One. Eat one, and that's one. It. One, and you can take the rest home.
I was going to say, put
you're damn right.
Put them in your purse.
Uh-huh.
The box you can get to make them for like $1.99 at Winco.
Yeah, not
very
bad.
Very easy to make and delicious.
Not bad.
Really?
Listen, I always have a box at home. Because I'm fat. Not bad, but
that's
nothing.
You're good friends with Jack.
Nothing. You're damn right. Nothing compares. Nothing compares to the Red Lobster biscuits at Red
not
Lobster.
Close. Not close.
Eat one, move on. Whatever side you get, baked potato, whipped potatoes, whatever it is, that's what I got.
Mashed is the rest
it's
of the
It's whipped on the menu,
them.
Lady. Here's what I say. That's all filler, okay? Don't do it. Don't do it.
Stay away from the rice pilaf.
And then I won't get into it, but if you want, here's a real fat update. Not only can you get the two new flavors this year with the Nashville Hot, and they also have I forget what the other one is. Mediterranean.
Yeah.
But they also have a secret menu you can order off of. They have kettle chip crusted shrimp.
Oh,
I'm in.
They have coconut bites. And they have they have panko shrimp.
Yeah.
Here's the other tip I'll give you: avoid all the breaded ones. Avoid all the breaded ones. Again, filler. Okay.
Now, what was the grand total before they took your plate away and you couldn't count the tails anymore?
Yeah, we were counting tails because we generally race. Melissa always beats me because she can eat. I think she stores it in her rear end somewhere. She's got a place where she can store all the shrimp
Dave eats like a girl. He's like a piecer.
I eat like
so
a bird.
He can eat small little portions at a time.
I was at
it's brownies and popcorn.
I think I was just shy of 50. She was just over 50 before we were all said and done. Shrimp. We count the tails.
Does that include the tails you inadvertently eat trying to eat them so fast?
Well, some of them don't have tails, so what we do is we'll cut an existing tail in half.
Oh, my God.
So that we, 'cause it's a serious thing that we do. It's a competition.
10 years of marriage. That's how you make it work,
that's what
folks.
You do. And then we went home and watched The Conjuring on Netflix.
So you watched it.
No, we didn't. We couldn't get in.
Oh,
we,
I, didn't, oh no, I thought you meant it was sold out if Katie wanted to go.
No.
Okay,
it was just there's too many. You could get in if you sat in the first row. I'm not trying to do that. If not for a 2.5 hour movie or whatever the hell it is. So we only watched The Conjuring, which scared the hell out of me. Oh, dude, that's a scary movie.
I'm not a big horror movie guy, but it intrigues me, and I kind of want to see it.
Did you see the first one?
No.
The miniseries?
No.
Don't be so incredulous.
I said
I'm
not a horror movie.
The first one, yeah.
No.
No, the miniseries.
Okay.
The miniseries was stupid. I'm sorry. It was not great.
It was a miniseries?
Yeah. Wasn't it a miniseries on like ABC or something?
I
could be wrong.
No idea. I know there was I think I saw portions of the original because I was young enough. Like, I know my dad watched it and I might have seen. I remember a couple scenes, and it was just scary.
We're so stupid. It's 8:30. We have like the people are just tuning in. Have no idea we've spent the previous 2 hours and 40 minutes on
football.
But somebody's tuning in to go to work now, and they're like, "Oh, it's NFL Monday. You're talking about Red Lobster." Well, you damn right.
Well,
I am.
Then I say you can listen to our podcast here after the show. It'll be up. Our good friend Kyle Madsen will be putting it up
on it right now.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I put it up right after the show.
Lots of good stuff.
Here's some breaking news for you over the weekend. And they added 6-5 loss on Saturday and an 8-1 loss yesterday. That's 10 straight losses at home. First time that's happened since, 1930? My goodness gracious, something like
was
that.
Was it 93 or something?
Or maybe it was 30 years ago. I don't know. Something to 30 in there, yeah.
Did you know the last time the Dodgers won a game, no NFL teams had a win?
That's a great point, Kyle Madsen.
Thank you.
My goodness, last time the
Here's your football coverage right here
on
the Drive.
That's a lot of good
jokes. 140
KHTK. We could do that all day long. Last time the Dodgers won a game blank.
More like Los Angeles Dodgers.
All right, we'll take a break. We apologize, and we'll come back with the rebrew. And I have a WNBA story for you. True story.
Oh, God.
Okay, but we're trying to bring people back. So rebrew next, Sports 1140 KHTK. Before we get to rebrew, let me just speak for a second to my fellow Niner fans. Not all of them. The Niners are not your children. We are fans. And as fans, we have a right to expect certain things and to be honest. So I go on Twitter and somebody says to me, "Hey, well, you sound real negative on the Niners after one game." It's like, no, I've been negative on the Niners all summer. I've been negative. Listen,
all
I like
last
the,
year.
I like the Lynch hiring. I like some. I love the Ruben. I love their draft, but they're not going to be good this year. And I went through the same crap with Niner fan last year. You're just being negative. How can you be a Niner fan if you're saying this sucks so bad? Because I'm realistic.
I want to know what game these people are watching,
bro. Listen to me. This is the tweet exchange I just had. The guy says, why'd you give up? I said, because I'm being realistic. They're not close. The defense will be better. They have little offensive talent. I'm nowhere close to being sold on Kyle Shanahan, who choked away the damn Super Bowl last year.
Okay, let's relax.
I'm just saying, I'm not sold.
That's a lot.
I'm not sold on the guy. Come on. Kyle Shanahan, are we denying that Kyle Shanahan choked away? He had the biggest part in choking away the Super Bowl last year with that play calling.
It's all his fault.
I didn't say that. I'm saying he took a big, giant dump all over that team last year in the second half of that Super Bowl. The response I get, you're not being realistic. You're just being negative. The offense looked promising as hell. I'm excited. The offense scored 3 points. What the hell is promising? They didn't die in a fire? What the hell was promising about the offense yesterday? Carlos Hyde's run?
The only thing, Carlos Hyde was nice.
He was nice.
But the only thing you could possibly take away from that game was, hey, if their offensive line plays better, maybe the offense ticks.
Maybe. And if my aunt was my uncle or something,
that's how that goes.
You know what I mean.
No, but the offensive line play was really bad. But like you said, I don't know how anybody watches that game yesterday and goes, yup, this is a playoff team.
Or even just, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Man.
They got smoked by a team that didn't even play well.
No, they're not. God, the Panthers were off yesterday, and they got beat at home 23-3. Now,
very promising offense, though. It looks
very
good.
Promising. Very promising. Oh, my goodness.
Field goals are
just
always
amazing.
Matt Breda, dude.
We gotta get to
calm yourself.
Just come on, Pete. You can be a diehard fan of it. I'm a Kings fan. Listen, this year or last year, the year before, when they suck, I will bitch about how they suck. You can
Dave,
be a fan. There's being a fan,
Dave.
And there's being a sheep. Don't be a sheep.
Woosa.
I'm a Niner fan.
Okay, whoa.
The offense
now
is promising.
Now we're doing animal noises.
The offense is promising. No, it's not.
Okay, Dave.
You dumb sheeps.
Okay.
But I think it's sheep.
Yeah.
Not sheeps. All right, Kyle's on the phone here. I need a sounder. Give me a rebrew numero uno, please.
Holy cow. But it is, actually.
By the way, Katie, based on some of the stories you've told me walking up and down that sideline, it could be considered a partial war zone. Dear goodness. All right.
Depending on how you qualify that.
I don't want to give anybody ideas.
Yeah.
Rebrew number two. Number two. If he keeps this up, he's going to be one of the better receivers ever.
Dave, okay, I'm sorry. This is so ADD radio right now, but you know how Dave just went on his 49ers rant about 49er fan? Whatever. So on my Twitter timeline, here goes the conversation. I'm finally seeing it. And his reply to this guy is saying that you aren't realistic. You're like, hand me your drugs.
Serious.
The O-line looked promising. They scored 3 points.
But their formations were neat, and the sun reflected off their eye in the second half. And JR, hi. Hi, JR. Is JR plotted down? Hi, JR. Go ahead.
Dave, I've been calling you basically suffering through Raiders suckitude, going all the way back to the night.
Yes,
show.
You have.
And I've been very realistic about how much we suck through that entire thing.
Yes, you have.
About what we have now. And what I got to commend you is, whether it's the Kings or whether it's the 49ers, you've been completely realistic. When you guys had the best defense in football, but a shaky offense, very straightforward about it. When the Kings have no hope of making the playoffs, your playoff hopes tend to die about November, December. You know, but you tend to keep it right in pocket. And there's a certain lack of realism that I see primarily, and this isn't me dissing a group of people.
Sure.
I'm just saying among 49er fans and Cowboy fans that no matter what,
okay,
game one, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Or, you know what, JR, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate the compliment. But let me just say this. For Raider fan that's on my timeline as well, can I just please point out that I love you. I love that you're being successful. I'm rooting for you, especially now the team's moving. I'm really behind you guys. But there was also Raider fan double-fisting a Coors Light in his schmedium freaking Plunkett jersey. That was like, Raiders! When they, in the Fabian Washington Michael Huff day. So I will say the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Packers, and I'll go ahead and throw the Niners in there just to be unbiased, are some of the most delusional fan bases there are. But now you guys can be delusional for a good thing. You're freaking fantastic.
You know what? You never hear a Jaguars fan being delusional.
No, you don't. Jaguar fans are like the droopy of sports. And it's like, yeah, I know. We're, you know, Leonard Fournette's probably going to get hurt. It's who the hell is this?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Matthew George?
Hey, I'm giving you a hard time because there were seats available for it because I was there, buddy.
I didn't say there weren't seats. I didn't want to sit in the first two freaking rows.
Hey, man, I bought tickets like 2 hours before my show that I went to on Saturday, and there were plenty of seats.
Well, you're smarter than him.
Were you in reserve? Were you in reserved seating?
I would have gone with you and Joe, Katie. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Matt.
Shut up, Matt. I don't even know who you are anymore.
Oh, wow. You just hung up on
Matty. I have Kyle now.
I would never give you a hard time.
No, thank you. That's right, Kyle.
Grow up, Matson.
That's why we're a couple now.
Oh,
screw Matt George.
So cute.
You and your traffic reports. They're not even very good, Matt. Do better at traffic. I don't
Dang,
know. I'm trying to. I was like the,
I thought the total opposite
was
of that,
like
actually.
The insult
they're,
I not,
come they're,
up
they're,
with.
They're not even.
Your
good,
traffic reports
Matt.
Aren't that great.
I've been sitting in more traffic the last 2 weeks.
Right? You and your dumb traffic. Can't even pronounce the street names. It's not Wallegra. It's Wallerga. All right. I don't know. It's traffic smack talk right here at 8:57. Thank you guys so much for listening. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with more football, and I'm sure we'll talk other things as well. Lowdown. Jason and Damian, they're going to be all over this thing today because it was a big NFL weekend. We didn't even talk about the Monday night games. I was going to talk about the Monday night games.
Because we'll talk about them on Tuesday.
All right. So for Kyle Madsen, for Lady Katie Christensen, for Carmichael Day, that's me. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget Mercury and Sparks semifinals, 7 p.m. tonight, WNBA, which, by the way, attendance up this year. Yeah. Attendance is up. And by the way, at this point in the WNBA,
Diana Taurasi is the GOAT.
At this point in the WNBA's year and career versus the NBA at the same time, they actually have more attendance.
Nice.
That's it. That's your WNBA notes. We'll see you tomorrow at Sports 1140 KHDK.